Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, thank you again for the wonderful privilege we have of being able to open your word every day and hear from you, to hear from heaven. Thank you for your counsel, your wisdom, your grace, your power. And thank you for the weapons that we draw from your word as we spend time with you one-on-one, listening to you, being equipped by you, being empowered by you, drawing closer to you as we spend time in your word. With every passing day, Lord, more and more help us to fall in love afresh with you and with your word, and help us to grow an understanding of what a powerful, a wonderful, and a mighty weapon your word is to help us. To help us to live for you, to walk with you, to serve you, to be warriors in your kingdom each and every day. By we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We commit the broadcast into your hands, and we're believing you, Lord, to do a miraculous work in the heart of every listener today. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our producer is Rick Robertson, and he's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we come to you today, and we're thankful that for our listening family, for us, for believers around the world, that you are our provider, you're our protector, you're our great shield, Father. Great is your faithfulness, Father. We're thankful that we wake up to mercies every day, and your mercies never cease, your loving kindness never ceases. We stop to praise you today, to lift high your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family today. We want to continue to remind you of our upcoming Share-a-thon in just a few days. So it's just a few days away. May the 19th through the 21st is our spring Share-a-thon, and we ask that you please take time between now and then to pray for the Lord to anoint the event and to bless it and to use it mightily. Please pray with us that people would be saved, encouraged, and built up, and that God would bless and prosper the Share-a-thon spiritually and financially as well. So if you'll do that, we'd appreciate that. Again, those dates for our spring Share-a-thon are May the 19th through the 21st. Hope you'll do that. My email once again is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd encourage you, please do email us to ask us for some of our prayer tools, tools that simply help you to become a better equipped prayer warrior, tools that help to strengthen and empower your prayer life. And remember, everyone can use help and encouragement in their prayer life and in their walk with the Lord. None of us have arrived. The only one that's arrived is Jesus. All the rest of us need a lot of help and encouragement. So if we can help you with some of the prayer tools we provide, we'd be glad to send them to you. Again, that email is jparker@afa.net. We look forward to hearing from you, and we continue to remind and encourage you. If you haven't gotten our copy of the Psalm 91 prayer, a powerful prayer for divine protection based on Psalm 91, please do email us. We've had the privilege of sending out many so far. But remember, with all that's going on in our culture, no one can protect us like the Lord can. And we're challenging and encouraging every listener to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer and to pray it absolutely every single day for you and your loved ones, and for you can pray it for your local church and others as well. So let's put it to good and great use. It's our blessing and privilege and honor to have with us today Suzanne Weathers. She's the author of the book, Change Our Schools Through Prayer, as well as she's a middle school principal, and we'll let her tell us a little bit more about herself. Suzanne, how are you today?
I'm good, Pastor Joseph. Thank you so much for inviting me to come on the broadcast today.
Well, thank you for taking the time, and I'd like to ask if you'll take time now to further introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them more about yourself, and then we're going to talk about your book.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Suzanne Weathers. I have been in education for over 10 years and in school leadership for about 4 years. And I'm being a middle school principal of a public charter school. The Lord has really led me to this place. I grew up in the public school system, originally from New York and now reside in Texas. The school was a very safe place for me and in a household and in a family that was in a lot of turmoil. And so I needed a safe haven and a refuge place. And so the school lended that place for me. And I really felt as the Lord began to lead me into this marketplace ministry, he really showed how our students really need that place, but they need it under that secret place of the Lord. They needed the saints to be in those places to really lend that covering, that spiritual covering that was necessary. And so it really led me to really look at how I could apply the relationship that I was having with the Lord into the calling and the mission field he was placing me in.
And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you see your work in the public school system as a mission field, because it certainly is that, and it's wrought with all kinds of minds and all sorts of difficult things that affect the lives of students and teachers and faculty alike as well. So now the title of your book is Change Our Schools Through Prayer. And, you know, as we'll have the opportunity to talk about your book, can you tell us what led up to your writing a book about prayer and public schools?
Yes, and so I had never seen myself as an author. Like, I journal and you know, write a lot, my prayers down, but never connected them to doing writing a book. And so the Lord had one day during my prayer time just downloaded all of these areas in which the school needed to be covered in prayer. And I personally, as a principal, from the moment I took the assignment to be a principal in a school, I walk my school every morning. I come in an hour early before my staff gets there, and I would just walk hallways, anoint desks, anoint cafeterias, and go into classrooms. And I would do that just as my daily, everyday occurrence, knowing that I could not lead a school if God didn't lead me first. Mm-hmm. And then as he did this, he began to write the chapters. I mean, literally download, Pastor Joseph. Mm-hmm. I really did. I always say that, you know, when they say you're the pen of a ready writer, like literally I don't even remember writing this, but just being the scribe as he began to say, this is what you do every day. I need it to be activated in schools. I need every school to anoint their school so that my glory can come in. You know, he's a perfect gentleman. He won't come into a place unless you invite him. So he needed his people to invite him into the school system once again so that he could come in and sanctify it. And so he just began to download it. And it probably took me about a year and a half, 2 years to just walk it all the way through. Mm-hmm. But I believe that because God had to cultivate those places in me to show this is where prayer is changing the school. You may not see it on the outside, but it's like the roots that are growing inside. Prayer is changing the very foundation of the educational system.
Well, you know, I want to real briefly share a scripture that I'm going to ask you to pray for our listeners that they would hear and receive all the Lord would have them to receive today, because you just touched on something very powerful. You talked about inviting God into the school system. And of course, it's through prayer we can invite God into any place, any circumstance, or any situation. Yeah. And that's a wonderful privilege and responsibility that we as believers have. But this is John chapter 2, starting at verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast," and they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he did not know where it came from, but the servants who'd drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." Now, this brief story powerfully touches on something that you just said that's so important, and I'm going to ask you to really pray for our listeners in this regard. If we, through prayer, invite God into any circumstance, any situation, any place, any circumstance, we have that privilege of inviting him to come in and help to change it for the kingdom of God. Would you pray for our listeners, please?
Yes. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we invoke your presence into this place, Father God. We ask you to come, Lord Jesus, in our work areas, Father God, in our homes, Lord Jesus, in the mission fields that you placed us in, Lord. Father God, we invite your presence, Father God, to come in here, Lord Jesus. We ask, Father God, that we come boldly before the throne of grace, Father God, to receive, Father God, your mercy and to find help in a time of need, Lord Jesus. Father God, we won't be timid and we won't be shy in this place, but Father God, we will step into your presence, Father God. We open up doors, Father God, that you would come in, Father God, and change, Father God, the very atmosphere, Father God, of any place that we stand in, Father God, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom, and there is justice, and we thank you, and we praise you, Father God. Empower your people now, Father God. Quicken in their spirit, Father God, the need to walk into malls, into neighborhoods, Father God, Lord Jesus, and welcome your presence in there. We thank you for it now, Lord Jesus. We know that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. So God, we invite you to come in, Father God, rearrange circumstances and change the future, Father God, of our children and our lives, Father God. We thank you and we praise you for it now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Suzanne, if someone wants to get a copy of your book, the book is entitled Change Our Schools Through Prayer. How could they get it?
Yes. So you can get my book on 2 platforms, on Amazon.com. You can also get it on BarnesandNoble.com. You can also purchase my book on my website, which is www.diaryofaworshipper.org.
Okay.
You can receive them on both those platforms.
All right. Okay. Now, if someone is listening and they say to themselves, "Well, it sounds like a great book, but I'm not a teacher," would you encourage them to get it anyway?
Yes, I definitely, because I always say this, and this was something that really changed my trajectory. I said, the Lord didn't call me to be a principal who prays, but what he called me is to be an intercessor who took a call of a principal. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what this is. Like, this book is the tool that I use as an intercessor to walk into a mission field and begin to target my prayers intentionally on what God wanted. And so for every intercessor, for every prayer warrior, for anybody who knows the name of the Lord and knows it can work in any situation, this book is for you. It is the tool that God has given me. It's a sickle that he's using in my hand to reap the harvest of the educational system, but it can be used for every intercessor. I'm an intercessor first before I ever became a principal, before I ever became a teacher. He called me to get on my face and pray. Mm-hmm. And so this is the tool to be used.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're coming up on a break and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Suzanne Weathers. She's the author of the book, Change Our Schools Through Prayer, as well as a middle school principal. We'll be right back. The music of C.C. Winans, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession again. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Our phone guest today is Suzanne Weathers. She's the author of Change Our Schools Through Prayer. She's a middle school principal. And she said, first and foremost, she's an intercessor and a prayer warrior as well. So, Suzanne, before we actually get into the book, there's an introduction that was on that I downloaded. I wanted to share that related. Basically, it was an excerpt from your book, and it said, I had the chief academic officer come and visit the campus, and he said something that I would never forget. He said, you have to get out of this office and get on the floor. Half of the things that are happening wouldn't if you were out there so they can see you. Your presence changes everything. What I heard in the spirit is, if you don't get out there in that school, I can't be out there, Suzanne, for the power and the authority that I have given you is for this school. Everything and everyone in this building is subject to my spirit, to my power and authority. And as you walk these hallways and visit these classrooms, you allow my spirit to permeate the atmosphere and establish kingdom rulership. Now, that's a powerful bit of information from the introduction. So would you just take it from there and just share with us more about the message of the book? The book Change Our Schools Through Prayer.
Yes. So that was such a defining moment when the CAO came in and said that to me, because I had never thought about power and authority. You know, when God places you in a place, he gives you power and authority. And I think that I had positional power as the principal, but I wasn't walking in my spiritual power and authority in that place. And though he was not a man of God, he was strictly talking about my positional authority. He was just saying, you're the principal and you can't do leadership from your office. You've got to do leadership on the floor. But what the Spirit of the Lord was saying is that, just like you said, where I am, where you walk, where your feet tread is where I'm at. So you've got power and authority over these classrooms and what happens here because you invite me in. And so that really was the catalyst to, first of all, for me to come and begin to walk in, not just positional authority as the principle that they gave me, but in the positional authority that the Holy Spirit has given me to be able to be in the educational system, to be in it but not of it, and to change it. And so it really was a catalyst that really invoked this book for me to say, every place that my feet trod, every classroom I step into, if I sit in there, then my spirit is there. You know, the Lord gets a chance to enter in there. When I take a child into my office and I talk to them about whatever's going on in their lives, God becomes the third man in there, and he begins to minister too. And so it became so real, like the scripture got off the page and walked in my classroom through each and every one of these chapters, because I walk through a school building, every aspect of the educational system, and how prayer needs to be injected into every place so that he can come in and begin to change the trajectory.
Well, you know, of course, you've said a lot there. You know, one thing that I think is very true for us as believers, it's wise for us to recognize that The Holy Spirit is all about ministry, all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And as we live lives as available vessels, He'll use us anywhere under any circumstance. And the Holy Spirit always knows what to do. Our job is to be available vessels. And so you've powerfully kind of drawn out that point as it relates to your work in the school system as well. Well, you know, for persons that are listening, again, obviously teachers and school administrators that might be listening could use the book, but also sometimes you have parents that want to be faithful intercessors for their schools. How could they use this book?
This book is a prayer manual. So in each one of the chapters in this book, there's a prayer that can be said over the schools. It'll talk about each chapter, whether you're talking about the school building, you're talking about whatever grade your child is going into. So whether they're in elementary school, they're in middle school, they're in high school, it will talk about the families and the communities around. So it is open for every stakeholder to touch. So families can read these prayers and begin to decree and declare God's word over the school that has the most influence. As we see now with the schools closed across our state, we see that the family mountain and the educational mountain have now merged in. So now we're homeschooling. And so now it is so important that parents are joining into this prayer walk with our students to get them through their educational place. And so I know that a lot of families are feeling kind of insecure in this place, and I really want to pray into this to empower our parents that in you have the power and authority to awaken education in your child. So we may hold the place as the teachers and the principals, but you're their mother and you're their father. And so as we partner together, that can happen. So, Pastor, if we can just pray into that for our families now.
Yes, go right ahead.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak, Lord Jesus, life into our homes right now, Father God. We call in an empowering of power and authority in our families, Lord Jesus, to our mothers and our fathers who are homeschooling at this moment, Lord Jesus. Father God, though they may feel inadequate and even frustrated, Father God, we bind that spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we lose peace, Father God. We lose love, Father God, and we lose a sound mind into those homes right now, Father God. Lord Jesus, let them invoke, Father God, an educational spirit. You are Rabboni. You are the God who is the master teacher. So, Father God, give them an anointing of a teacher, Father God, to begin to read with their children and write with their children and do the knowledge, Father God, that they need in this time. Lord, we speak to every home that it would become an edifice of education, Father God, and it would become a tabernacle of your spirit. We thank you and praise you for every parent who is a prayer warrior and every parent who is an intercessor, that they would pray the anointing, Father God, over their children, that they would learn, Father God, in a new way, Father God, that a creative spirit would come upon them. We thank you and we praise you for their yes in this moment. Every mother and every father and every grandmother, Father God, that said yes, Father God, to the call of education for these children, we thank you and we praise you for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Suzanne. Now, if a student's listening and they're thinking to themselves, I'd like to get that book to learn how to pray for my school, what would you say to that student?
Yes, please. I would definitely say that they are the next open door for revival. I say all the time in schools that we pray for our students, but there is nothing more powerful when students pray for each other. When they begin to take authority over the school system they are in. And so I encourage students to take this book, to walk through their hallways, to sit in their classroom and begin to pray for their fellow students, to pray for their teacher, to pray over the system in which they're going to walk through. I deeply encourage them to do that. One thing in our school, we had a lot of a spiritual battle when it came to the National Day of Student Prayer. So there's a national day where students can pray. And so in our school, we had a lot of turmoil over a year that we've always had it. It's a national thing, but we had so much coming against us from, you know, up in our CMO and different places. People were saying you shouldn't have that. It's a conflict of church and state. We're really fighting against the person that was heading it with the students and giving a lot of threats and anger. And we literally stopped. one day and said, you know what, we are not going to succumb to fear. We are going to place our faith in this place, because when these children pray, there's something's going to change. And so that's why there was so much turmoil. And we had the student day of prayer, and those children began to ask their parents and teachers, this is really hard for us some days. We don't always understand what we're doing. Could you please lay hands on us and pray with us that we have the strength to walk through? And It was the most powerful moment. It's called See You at the Polls, and it's where students pray. And it's happening across states. And when it happened at our school, it was so amazing as the children asked the parents and the teachers to pray over them that people stopped in the street and began to place their hands out and begin to pray over kids. I mean, it changed the trajectory as those kids' prayers went up for their own walk in Christ, that they would be strengthened more and that God would begin to make a change in their school system. It was amazing.
That's good. That's good. You know, Suzanne, I think of this, that early in the history of our nation, originally, the Bible was the key textbook in public schools. And it's tragic, of course, that is no longer the case. But what would you say to parents? And I'm going to ask you to pray about this as well, encouraging parents with their children, especially as it relates to many parents that are homeschooling, helping their kids to read God's Word every day. Would you talk to our parents about that?
Yes. So I always encourage, I say all the time, people are very upset. They took the Bible out of the schools and they don't let the children read in there. And I said, okay, so they did that, but that did not negate the factor that your children still need the Word. Mm-hmm. And so I always encourage, my family, just me, I have three girls in my family and I have twins, so they're teenagers. And every day when we're driving, we read the Word. We're reading Psalms 91 and Psalms 23, and they're getting that Word in their house, in their hearts, because they do have to go in that battlefield. Mm-hmm. They do go to public school, and they've got to get there. So that Word has got to be in their heart. It's got to be tattooed. It can't be just the thing they know, but the thing they believe. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage parents, take that devotional time before those kids get out that car, before they leave your sight, because we have the advantage now to pour it in them, which is beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing, but we do know that the schools are going to reopen again, and we are going to come back to that place. If we have done right during this Selah moment, if we have done right during this pause, we have equipped our kids to be powerhouses when they get back to their schools.
That's right.
So make sure they're taking that Word. They're memorizing it in their hearts. They've got the love of Christ in them so that when they can rightfully appropriate that Word. So I definitely would love to pray about this.
Okay.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, we ask that every parent feel an unction in their spirit to pour the Word in their children.
Yes,
Father God, that you said in your Word, Father God, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. God, we're calling for a healing of our educational system, and it lies in our children. So, Father, let the parents pour that Word in their children, Father God, that they may not sin against it, Lord Jesus, but it would be the tattoo on their heart, Father God. It would be what they would rely on, and they would lean to that understanding. And not to their own understanding. We thank you, Father God, for this moment of reset, this moment to be able to take the time to slow it all down and give them the Word of God. Lord, empower our parents boldly to give that Word to their kids, and that the children will boldly give it out to their peers. We thank you, and we praise you for it now. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Our phone guest today is Suzanne Weathers. She's the author of the book, Change Our Schools Through Prayer. Suzanne, tell our listeners again, if they'd like to get a copy of the book, how they can do that.
Yes, I encourage every parent, every educator, if you're near a school, I tell people, if you're in a 20-mile radius of a school, please pick up this book. This is a tool. This is a prayer manual that if you don't know what to say, I will pray with you. We will stand in agreement in this book. You can pick up this book on two platforms, on Amazon.com. You can also pick it up on BarnesandNoble.com. And you can go to my website, www.diaryofaworshipper.org, and you can purchase it there. It's an ebook as well as soft and hardcover. please go out and purchase and pray.
Okay, share the platforms one more time.
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and then on my website, www.diaryofaworshipper.org.
All right. And so, of course, you were speaking again to parents who are homeschooling with all that's going on in our culture right now. And, of course, this book would be a great tool for them as well, wouldn't you say?
Yes. I feel like in this time and what we've been hearing and, you know, news is telling a vision, right? So really with the homeschooling that's been happening during this time, there's been a lot of frustration with parents. They're feeling kind of inadequate. They're not sure exactly, you know, are they doing what's right for their kids and are they leading them in the right place? Some parents are saying this is a wonderful thing.
Suzanne, I'm going to need to jump in here and we're going to pick up on the other side of the break here. Our phone guest today is Suzanne Weathers. She's the author of Change Our Schools Through Prayer. She's a middle school principal and a prayer warrior as well. We'll be right back. Planet Shakers, Only Way. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Suzanne Weathers. She's the author of the book Change Our Schools Through Prayer, and she's a middle school principal as well. Suzanne, if you'll pick up where you left off, you were talking to homeschooling parents.
Yes. So I was just talking through the factor that I think that in this time, a lot of parents are really in this place of frustration and just not wondering whether they're doing what's right for their kids. You know, they are homeschooling. Education is now kind of their responsibility in order to execute the lessons that the teachers are giving them. And so they're feeling a lot of pressure that's coming on. And sometimes it's bringing a lot of turmoil in homes. We're seeing that, you know, that abuse rates are raising higher because there's just a lot of tension and frustration. And I want to just pray and have our parents to seek the Lord in this place, that it's not by might nor by power, but by God's Spirit, that they'll be able to educate their children and they will do what's right because they put God first. And so I really want to pray over our parents for peace.
Okay.
Peace in their homes and peace over this time, because this book, along with the prayers that they are already saying, is going to be able to lead them and guide them and give them the wisdom that they're going to need to be able to usher their kids through the end of school.
Okay, go right ahead.
So Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, for every parent, Father God, that is feeling frustrated, that anger is coming up. Lord Jesus, I bind the spirit of anger. Lord Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear. I bind a spirit that would cause abuse in the home, both physically and emotionally. I cancel that assignment right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I call forth, Father God, your peace into homes, your peace into the children and their parents as they work together. Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. So I invite you in these homes now, Father God. Lord Jesus, give them the wisdom and the knowledge that they need to finish strong out this school year. Lord Jesus, Father God, we thank you and praise you for the praying parents, Father God, that's praying over their children and praying over themselves, Father God, that they would have the wisdom and knowledge to give to each one of their kids, no matter what grade level. If they've got five kids in five different grade levels, God, you have given them long suffering, and you've given them the compassion, and you've given them supernatural wisdom and knowledge to walk each child through what they need. We thank you and we praise you for it now. We give you all the glory. We know that you are in control of all things, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Susan. You know, Susan, I think of this too. You know, something on a pretty regular basis we challenge parents to do is to have their children to read three chapters out loud to them each and every day. And, you know, some parents may say, well, that sure is a lot. You actually can read three chapters in about 15 minutes or so, but it's an investment in the lives of their children, and it's an eternal investment. And so specifically, I want to ask, would you pray for parents to see the need to help their kids to plant His Word daily in their hearts?
Yes. Lord, we ask, Lord Jesus, that as your parents, Father God, are the spiritual leaders in this home. Lord Jesus, as they hunger and thirst for you, Father God, let them feel, Father God, the hunger and thirst for their children to know you. Lord Jesus, Father God, that as they pick up books, Father God, that they would pick up your word, Lord Jesus, and they would hide it in their hearts. Father, we call a union, a joining, Father God, of them reading their word together, Lord Jesus, yes. That each one read a verse and each one read a chapter and they discuss it and they talk about it, Father. We call this to be a reinvented and a reset of the family, Father God, that it would be focused and it would be grounded on your word, Father God. Lord Jesus, let them hide it in their hearts, Father. We thank you and we praise you for it right now, Lord Jesus. Father, let not parents let their children go into rooms and close doors and we don't talk to them and they don't talk to us. But God, invoke that every door would be open, Father God, and your word would rush in, Lord Jesus, that there would be prayer and there would be devotion and there would be word every day, Father God, that this family would grow strong in this time, Father God. Lord Jesus, that this stay at home order, Father God, would order us to stay in your word and to stay in prayer. We thank you and we praise you for it now. We thank you for the obedience of our parents to bring that to the children, Father God, and the children to say yes. We call a place of agreement is a place of power in these homes, and we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Susan. You know, Susan, I noticed in your book you have 10 chapters, and as you've already mentioned, there's a prayer at the end of every single chapter. Why was it so important for you to include a prayer for each of the different topics in the book?
I believe that it is the activation. Like, no, faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. So though you're igniting your faith as you read the chapter and it kind of points out my experience and my own testimony through this, it cannot be activated in your life unless you put feet and you put words to it. So mm-hmm. It's so important that there be an activation, that there be an impartation in the spirit after every chapter, that you, in your own prayers, by your words and your confession, that it then the Spirit of the Lord would enter into those places in the school and enter into those places and families and communities by the words of your mouth. You know that this is the year of pay, so this is the year of the mouth. There is such a creative miracles that happen as you speak them out. So it was so important that prayer become an intricate part of each chapter so that activation of faith can happen.
Hmm. We know that's a powerful, powerful point. And thank you again for just sharing that wisdom. And so that's one more reason why every homeschooling parent would be wise to get the book. Again, the title of the book is Change Our Schools Through Prayer. But it's, as Suzanne has mentioned, a great prayer manual that can help you to become much more effective in praying, obviously for the local schools in your community, but also you can take the prayers and use them for other institutions or areas of need as well. So I would challenge every listener, get the book, because again, it'll help you. I think it'll educate you more about how to pray more effectively in life, period, as well as for our schools too. So again, the title, Change Our Schools Through Prayer. One more time, Suzanne, share with our listeners how they can get the book.
Yes, you can get the book, either ebook, soft or hardcover, on Amazon.com, also on BarnesandNoble.com. You can also visit my website at www.diaryofaworshipper.org.
Okay. Now, obviously, then you're speaking also to school administrators and teachers as well. Share with our administrators and teachers that might be listening why this could help them in whatever area they're working, why this could be helpful to them.
So I don't believe that you can leave a school in any capacity, whether you're the teacher in a classroom or you're the principal over the school, without prayer. Like, God has got to be the center of that. And I think that in the past, and I believe this, that we've got believers that are happening in every school. I talk to principals that, you know, are praying over their schools, and they're declaring and decreeing God over their schools, and praise God for that. But we also have those that are silent. And so it's going to take this time for us to really declare our faith and our trust in the Lord in this mission field. So prayer does that. Prayer allows Him to come in and be active and to be activated in our schools. I wanted to share this testimony that I believe just really ignited something in me about this marriage of the word and worship and the schools. And so I had a situation in my school where there was a drug thing that was happening. And so we were investigating, we were trying to find out where these drugs were happening and what was going on with them. And so I've been praying about it. Like, you know, my whole entire thing is, I won't know. I don't know until the Lord tells me. So mm-hmm. I just started praying about it and praying, Lord, reveal to me where this is happening. Because literally the investigation is showing nothing. The kids are saying nothing, Lord, but you know by your spirit you can reveal it. So I was driving away from the school, and I looked in the Lord. I could hear the spirit of the Lord say, they're hiding the drugs in the bushes in front of the school. And so I just drove out of the school, and I called my assistant principal, and I said, the spirit of the Lord told me that the drugs are hidden in that bush in front of the school. And she said, really? And I said, yes. So we're going to bring the kids in again, and we're going to talk to them about it. As we brought the kids in again, they were, you know, adamant. We don't know. We don't this. And I said, let me explain to you something about truth and how we're going to speak truth right now. So all that lying is not going to happen. I need you to talk truth right now. Truth needs to enter into this building and into this room right now. And the kid began to cry. Like, we're hiding the drugs in front of the building, and the drugs, we're making the exchange in the bush. And I said, look at God, how He used that prayer to reveal what was happening in the school. And so I want to encourage every teacher and every administrator, your prayers are effective. God is hearing them, and He will reveal the secret things that are happening in your school. He'll reveal them to you in a place of prayer so that you become the solution to every problem that's happening in your school.
That's a powerful illustration. Thank you for sharing that. You know, our time is almost gone. I want to ask you this specifically. You spoke of anointing things, you know, like Isaiah 10:27 says, the anointing destroys the yoke. And you spoke of anointing yourself, anointing your feet, anointing your mouth, the doorways, the hallways, the classrooms. Share with our listeners why that's such an important part of what you do.
Well, I believe that the anointing marks the very presence of the Lord. And so as we are starting a day, that mark, I always feel like as I'm anointing, whether I'm using, you know, the anointing oil and I'm actually physically putting the oil on each area, or I'm just symbolically thinking, this is the blood of Jesus that's being applied upon every doorpost, every lintel. that is happening in our schools, every exit and entrance. I and my prayer team at my school, we will do every window and every door, every place where there could be entrance and exiting that could happen in our school. And we're saying no. We put the blood of Jesus, we apply it there. We speak over our schools that this place has been marked for God. It has been marked with the glory of God. I had a teacher who's in our prayer group. She said she saw angelic forces around our school and that our school was covered with this bubble of his anointing. And we believe that. So when we're anointing our doorposts, our desks, our classrooms, our bathrooms, our cafeteria, our gyms, we're actually marking those places for the glory of God. We know that there are other forces that are in our schools. We have a lot of different things that are happening, a lot of different clubs that are worshiping different things. And so we've decided that we've marked our school and our kids for the glory of God. And so that's what the anointing represents for us.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's good. How would you ask listeners to pray for you and your fellow workers in your school?
I think it's most important that as we're getting ready to enter back in, you know, our time of Selah is almost over. And that as states are reopening different areas economically and socially, that the schools will open up. Pray that we use wisdom, that we do everything in decency and in the order of the Lord. And I ask you to pray that we not be fearful as we walk in. God has really been placing in my heart, and I've been going to my school and just walking the classrooms and walking through my school just now that it's closed. I just pray over it, and I've been praying that my teachers be strong, that there are some things we may not be able to secure, that mm-hmm. we're going to need to pull on our faith to believe that God is going to shield us and he's going to be there.
Amen.
I'm asking that pray for that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, our phone guest has been Suzanne Weathers. Thank you, Suzanne, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Pastor Joseph. It has been a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this broadcast.
Well, thank you so much. And let me challenge every single listener. Again, I would encourage you to seek to get a copy of the book. Again, this powerful book by Suzanne Weathers, Change Our Schools Through Prayer. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.